Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
In a May 25, 1970 cover story, Time magazine proclaimed, in the underdeveloped field of sex research, William Masters and Virginia Johnson are pioneers. With their five books, countless experiments, and thousands of patients, Masters and Johnson's research paved the way for the sexual revolution of the 1960s and 70s, forever changing how we approach sexuality. Yet despite their very public and controversial work involving the intimate details of people's private lives, they themselves remain notoriously secretive. Until Thomas Mayer's much-talked-about biography, Masters of Sex, was published in 2009. Now, that book is the basis of a Showtime original series entitled Masters of Sex. The book, Masters of Sex, The Life and Times of William Masters and Virginia Johnson, the couple who taught America how to love. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Thomas Mayer to the program. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is a delight. I am curious as to at what point after the release of the book were there talks that somebody would want to bring this to television or do something cinematically with it?
There was an old ad that used to say, I got my job through the New York Times. And actually, it was through the New York Times review of my book shortly after it came out that I wound up getting my TV show, as they say. What happened was Sony Pictures Television made a bid on the rights to the book, and then they developed it. They hired Michelle Ashford as the showrunner. That's like the head writer for the show. She put together a pilot, and then Showtime decided to make it into a series. It went along pretty quickly, although it took 3 years. In television, the gestation of a television program, just takes some time. So I was delighted that we're finally on the air, and the reaction has been simply terrific.
The other big thing, of course, that has happened since the publication of the book is the death of Virginia Johnson, who passed away earlier this year. And I'm curious as to what it was like to experience the response to the book with her presence.
Well, we have a new edition of the book that has on the cover the actors Michael Sheen and Lizzie Kaplan, who play Masters and Johnson. And in that new version of our book, I have an afterword, and it's Virginia Johnson's, the real Virginia Johnson's, reaction to the book. And it's interesting because just imagine if somebody wrote a book about your life and such. We stayed in contact after the book came out, and it actually kind of forced her to think about her relationship with Masters, because even though they were absolutely fascinated with one another, they both kind of denied that they ever loved one another, which of course their actions belied that claim. They were fascinated by one another. They were of course married for 20 years. And after a divorce, you have to, particularly as a biographer, you have to kind of take things with a grain of salt when somebody has divorced somebody, that they may look through a degree of bitterness about it. So when the book came out, Virginia read the book, and we chatted about it on a couple of occasions. And there was one particular occasion that I now recount in the new afterword to the book, in which Virginia says, I guess I really did love Bill Masters. Their love story is a very odd one. It's a very compelling one, but it's one that starts out very unequal, as people who have already watched the show understand. But eventually they become a partnership, and in many ways that's what's the most extraordinary thing about their relationship, particularly in the times in which they live, the 50s, 60s, 70s. Virginia Johnson was very much an independent-minded woman who, after a very unequal and a very unfair start to her working relationship with Masters, eventually gained parity, his respect, and she became very much his equal.
And as you point out in the afterword, that she
in that conversation said that, you know, that there was love, but that was something that she insisted there was not while you were working on the book and throughout the latter part of her life.
Right. Yeah. I know. And it's very interesting. You know, it's a great love story, in the sense of they were fascinated with one another. The thing that was one of the real accelerants in their relationship was the work itself. They were at the cutting edge. They were both finding out stuff that was simply remarkable. So a great deal of their attraction to one another was the thrill of their work. Bill Masters always wanted to win a Nobel Prize. He was an OBGYN at Washington University in St. Louis, and he felt that as an OBGYN who would hear all these stories of patients coming in, he felt that medicine should be at the forefront of dealing with the sex problems of people. You know, prior to Masters and Johnson, it would be a priest or a minister or a rabbi who might deal with married couples' sexual problems in the bedroom, or they might wind up going to a Freudian-trained psychoanalyst. Masters felt very strongly that medicine should be involved in this, even though most doctors didn't want to get involved in this. They thought of it as a rather messy affair, if you will. But he felt very strongly that if they were to help deal with the problems, that one of the things that they should do is understand how the body works. And that's literally what they did. In the lab, they studied exactly how the human body responds during sexual intercourse and activity so that they could come up with a series of treatments and therapies, which they did, which were remarkably successful. You mentioned before the cover of Time magazine. Mm. It was those therapies that they came up with that created the modern-day sex clinics where people will go to a doctor or some type of medical-affiliated clinic and have whatever problems they have hopefully solved. And that all goes back to the work of Masters and Johnson. And that was really at the heart of their relationship. It was a working relationship on one level, but they were both always fascinated by it. Virginia made things happen for Bill. You know, Bill was not able to convince people to be part of the study, and it was Virginia, through her charisma and her charm and her understanding of human nature, that convinced people to become a part of their sex study. And for that, he truly loved her.
You talk in the afterword of speaking with Virginia Johnson about the book, and she tells you that she has different reactions to different parts of the book, but at one point she's flinching at some of the things that she's reading. And I'm curious as to if you have a similar response when you're watching the television and realize some of the dramatic license that has been taken.
No, I have never had a problem with the show at all, because everything that I have to say is on the record. All the names are named, and everything I had to say is in that book. I felt that a drama, by definition, is a fictional thing. The writer, the head writer, the showrunner, Michelle Ashford, I think has been very respectful of the book, but of course she's running a television show, and my feeling has always been, be the very best TV show that you can be, in the same way that I tried to write the best nonfiction biography that I could do. And indeed, Masters of Sex, the TV show, has been acclaimed by not only critics from The New Yorker and Time magazine as, you know, as one of the great shows of this current season, but Michelle just this week has been nominated for Best Series and her the pilot of the show. For another nomination by the Writers Guild of America. So, you know, I'm very pleased by what has happened with the television show, and I realize that it's necessary in a TV drama to, you know, to help dramatize things. I think overall, a lot of it is rooted in the book, particularly the pilot, for instance, came out of the book, and I'm surprised how much has been used from the book.
But when you look at, and I love the show, I think the show is amazing, and I'm learning an awful lot about these two individuals, and having read the book and going back to it with the new edition, you go and you see like the Beau Bridges character, who is the provost of the university, and you say, oh well, you look in the contents table of contents of your book, and that person isn't even listed.
Well, that's true. For legal reasons, some of the names were changed. For instance, the Ethan Haas character is based upon a real character in the book. And originally, they were going to use that person's real name. And frankly, I raised my hand about that and said, reminded the producers of the show that person was still alive, and that particular doctor was worth about $200 million. And I'm not sure that was a good idea. to go ahead with that. So they tried to be, you know, as careful of people's lives and reputations as they could be. You know, I wrote everything on the record, and I was amazed how many people were willing to talk about that experience that they had 50 years ago with Masters and Johnson. But, you know, I've only hoped that the TV show would be the very best drama it could be. You know, a TV show should be a TV show. It shouldn't try to be an imitation book. And I think I've been very pleased by it. So I have no problems with some of the creative license that has been used. I think people understand that. Sure. And if anything, it's been a spur for people to go and read my book because, you know, the book and the TV show travel in parallel paths together. They do tell different stories. They start different ways. But I just came from an event last night where I was talking about the book and the TV series, and I found that a lot of people in the audience were really interested in the differences and the back and forth. If anything, I think it's added pleasure to the TV experience. I kid around. I say that Masters of Sex. Every week I write on Twitter where you can find certain things in the book, and I actually put the page numbers in the tweets that I write about it. You know, things that you watch on TV, where you can find it in the book. And I kid around saying that Masters of Sex is the most annotated show, TV show in America. I think actually it adds to the pleasure of the experience, and people who read the book have a much better understanding of the times and the complexities of Masters and Johnson's life.
Because as we finish up watching the first season, there's still such a coldness with William Masters.
Yes, and I love the fact that Michael Sheen, the actor, is trying to be as emotionally accurate as he can be. Bill Masters was a tough, tough guy. He had played football at Hamilton College. He was a risk taker. He was also the sharpest blade in the medical school. In other words, he was a really good surgeon. He was the type of doctor, if you were a doctor and you were in trouble and your patient was dying during the operating room table there, and you needed help from another doctor, it would be Bill Masters that other doctors would turn to. That's, I think, a pretty vivid scene, both in my book and also in the TV series. Mm. So, you know, he's a tough guy, and I'm actually glad that they haven't tried to kind of like round out his tough edges there. I think with Lizzie Kaplan playing Virginia Johnson, I think a lot of young women particularly identify with her character as an independent-minded woman about her own sex life and her own life itself. But I think the Masters portrayal by Michael Sheen has been, if you'll excuse the pun, masterful.
Well, the book is Masters of Sex, The Life and Times of William Masters and Virginia Johnson, the couple who taught America how to love. Thomas Mayer, I thank you very much for being with us. Best of luck with the project, the book, and future work as well. I thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks again for reading the book, and thanks again for all your kind words.
Thank you very much. Again, the title of the book, Masters of Sex, is published by Basic Books, now in paperback. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.